2-year-old Silas Benson pulls off his tiny purple rain boots in the doorway of a classroom at Juno's former Floyd Dryden Middle School. Then his dad, Isaac, scoops him up and carries him across the threshold. Silas gets shy as he takes a look around the room. He's been coming to this daycare since he was just a baby, but this room, with its soft rugs and bins of toys, is unfamiliar.
I know, it's a big transition and change, isn't it?
The Benson's regular daycare, Glacier Valley Kids, flooded during last week's record-breaking glacial outbursts. Floodwaters rose up to their house, too.
Stayed up all night, watched it happen, and luckily we were just high enough to not get totally inundated, but it was still really scary.
Their garage and crawl space took on water. They spent the week drying things out and helping their neighbors who are worse off, all while juggling other responsibilities.
My wife and I were trying to still work full-time and full-time parent, which, I mean, those things are incongruent, right? Without daycare, without them, our lives don't really function normally.
The opening day of this emergency childcare center marks some return to normalcy for Benson and other parents. It's also a big day for childcare provider Carolina Sacona. She's been running Glacier Valley Kids, a state-licensed daycare, out of her home on Emily Way for years. But last week, more than 2 feet of water surged in and soaked everything on the floor.
Toys or daycare rug, some of the wooden furniture, their pillows, their staff animals.
At least half of this stuff had to be thrown away. And it was clear that the house itself was uninhabitable.
I was crying. I didn't know what was going on, what we were going to do. All I could see, my home destroyed, my childcare destroyed, and I knew this was going to be months before that could be built back up.
It looked like Glacier Valley Kids was going to be out of commission. That wasn't an option, says Blue Shibler, the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Association for the Education of Young Children.
In general, we can't afford to lose any childcare spaces.
Parents that rely on Sacona have nowhere else to go. Childcare for children under 5 is extremely scarce.
There's waitlists everywhere. I have a waitlist myself.
So if she wasn't able to reopen, that would be 12 families that had to leave the workforce. That's all there is to it.
So Shibler's agency pitched in some money to replace the toys and other supplies. Sacona picked out a new plush campfire set and a miniature wooden kitchen, among
what
other
is
things.
It?
Other daycares around town made donations too.
Blocks. Say blocks.
And the city offered up the former Floyd Dryden Middle School building, which also served as an emergency shelter for people who evacuated their flooded homes just last week. Sacona says she's relieved it all came together so quickly.
I need to be back at work. I have a family to support.
She's a single mother of 4. Luckily, she moved her family into a new house just this summer, one that wasn't touched by rising waters. But the house that did flood supported Sacona's livelihood and that of the 3 people she employs. Over the weekend, they transformed 2 of the school's empty classrooms, one for mealtime and play, the other for movies and nap time. Ever since the school building was vacated earlier this year, the city has been eyeing it for childcare. So Glacier Valley Kids will be a trial run. From one side of the room, Sacona watches the kids as they explore and rediscover some of the familiar things she was able to salvage. There's a few favorite toys that were spared on high shelves. And the plastic tables and chairs that were designed to withstand toddlers held up pretty well against floodwaters, too. On one wall, there's also a painting of a smiling lion with a rainbow mane. Sacona stopped by her gutted house on Emily Way to retrieve it.
I thought of bringing it just to the kids, you know, are so visual. They'll see it, they'll remember. This is us.
In Juno, I'm Anna Canny.